After the murder adjacent to our apartment, I wanted to spend as little time at home as possible. Getting some distance from the scene of the crime was therapeutic. You know, out of sight, out of mind. Playing outdoors with the neighbor kids quickly became a priority, and it turned out I held the keys to unlocking new friendships, a baseball bat and a ball. These tools of the trade were hard to come by in the neighborhood, making me an instant hit on the block. After school, we'd play baseball well into the evening. The apartment complex was your basic inner-city arrangement of two-story buildings facing each other with an asphalt courtyard in the middle. Naturally, we had to be careful where we hit the ball since we were surrounded by windows. One day, a grown-up wandered into our game. I had seen him before, but I didn't know his name. He wore faded blue jeans and ankle-high brown work boots. His well-tanned, muscular arms protruded from a black sleeveless t-shirt. Turned out he was the dad of one of the kids, a construction worker by trade, evidently home early from the job site, or out of work. Didn't matter. We just liked having an adult getting involved with us. I was at bat when, on the far side of the courtyard, the manager of the apartment complex strolled across the hot asphalt and announced his desire to get into the action, too. He seemed sincere in his interest to join the game. He even had a mitt. With two adults, there'd be one for each team. Seemed to me like we were about to have our best game yet. Walking towards the makeshift pitcher's mound, the manager kept saying things like, "Here, kid, toss me the ball. I'd like to play with you guys." "You know something? I'm a pretty good pitcher." How was I to know that his real agenda was to take the ball away from us? As I would discover later, the apartment manager didn't like kids playing ball in the quad and was determined to put an end to our sport. It didn't take but a second for the construction worker dad, who was more perceptive about such things, to figure out what was really going on. Like a volcano about to spew, he started getting worked up that the manager was trying to rip us off and that he'd just have to teach him a lesson. And he used rapid-fire profanity to punctuate his growing rage. Before I knew what was happening, this hothead erupted. He marched over to me, snatched the bat from my hands, turned and headed towards the manager, wielding my Louisville slugger as if it were a machete. I was horrified. I watched the bat swing through the air as the bully dad confronted the manager with a barrage of expletives. No way. Is he going to hit the guy? Is he? I thought. I was an inner-city novice. I spent second grade in small-town USA. Yucca Valley was a quiet community where people never locked their doors. I was completely unprepared for the confrontation unfolding before my eyes. Surely they wouldn't come to blows. What if the manager was carrying a gun? Would there be more yellow tape, more blood by the time this was over? Should I get help? Who would I ask anyway? My mom and stepfather were both at work. Now what? Should I run? Hide? Pretend I didn't see? Paralyzed with fear, I froze at the plate. There are some things no child should see. The sheer inhumanity of an outraged dad unleashing his anger on another human with a bat is certainly one of those things. And yet the six of us kids watched helplessly as the manager, unarmed, attempted to stave off the blow of wood against bone with just his mitt. Oblivious to the example he was setting, this father wailed away at the manager. A moment later, I heard whack! A dull thud echoed through the courtyard as the manager dropped to the ground and doubled over, his head down between his legs. He grabbed his left wrist with the other hand. The blood dripped into a pool between his legs. His arm was badly broken with a compound fracture. I ran. I had to get help. I bolted to our apartment looking for one of my siblings, but nobody was home. I felt terrible, responsible, fearful. I mean, it was my idea to play baseball. Sure, I wasn't the one who belted the manager. I was just a kid. Still, I felt tremendous guilt for somehow causing his pain. I would have gladly stopped playing had I known what was going to happen.